Okay, well, tonight's gospel kind of pinches us a little bit. At least it pinches me. There's something a little bit that's not right about what's going on. So if any of you felt like a little bit of a twinge, welcome to the club. It seems a little bit odd what's going on in the gospel as Jesus gives this story about the vineyard owner and about the fact that he pays the one-hour worker the same as he paid the whole day worker. And they cried the same thing that any of us would cry. Unfair. It's not fair. It's not fair. Was it just what he did? We all learn about unfairness in life. I learned about unfairness when I was a very young child from my mom and dad. Because my mom and dad would often give me and tell me and my brother and sister this phrase, life. All right, so you all learned that from your mom and dad. Life is not fair. Life's not fair. Now, I thought that life was not fair when I was growing up because my mom and dad worked us really hard. We started cleaning the kitchen when we were 5 years old. And as soon as we could see over the lawnmower, I don't know if I was 8 or 9, that's when we started mowing the lawn. And of course, every summer, my mom and dad would go down and buy a whole truckload worth of mulch, and they would have the people deliver it smack dab in the middle of our driveway. And we got to take the wheelbarrow and a shovel and move all that mulch around the yard. And there was always something going on. They were making us move bricks. We built a patio 1 year. They made us paint the house. There was a lot of things my mom and dad did, and we would always say, that's not fair. And they would say, well, guess what? Life's not fair. There's a lot of things that are simply not fair, that we read differently than someone else who tells us something opposite. Now, I have to tell you that I'm also very grateful that my mom and dad did those things for us, or either to us, or whatever you may say, when we were kids. Because one of the things that it did is it helped me in my work ethic when I got older. You don't realize that at the moment, but of course, when I got into high school, and especially when I got into college, I thought, yeah, I guess they really did know what they were doing. And so my perspective changed. But the way that I saw it when I experienced it was not fair. Jesus is talking about something like this in tonight's gospel when he gives this parable. Now, we are a little bit fortunate. This parable is from the Gospel of Matthew, and it is one of those parables that is in no other gospel. So you only hear this story on Sunday once every 3 years. So we're in a rare story tonight. And as Jesus gives this story, he's speaking about, well, the very thing that we hear about in the first reading that Isaiah says. There are a lot of things in the book of Isaiah that we would probably recognize if we heard them and we're like, oh yeah, I recognize that. And what we hear tonight from Isaiah is one of those things where the Lord says this, my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways. As high as the heavens are above the earth, so high are my ways above your ways, and my thoughts above your thoughts. So Jesus is now on the scene, and he wants to teach his apostles this lesson, so he gives a story about fairness. And he opens the story in a very important way, because he says, this story, I want you to know, is about the kingdom of heaven. The story is about the kingdom of heaven. And so whenever Jesus is talking about the kingdom of heaven, what's he talking about? Well, it would seem obvious. Yeah, he's talking about heaven, the place where we go, we hope, when we die. But that's not primarily true. That's not primarily what Jesus is talking about when Jesus says the phrase kingdom of heaven. Let's step back for a moment. Remember what happens at the beginning of the ministry of the Lord, where he goes into the desert He's tempted for 40 days and 40 nights. He comes back. He's baptized by John. And then he begins his ministry. And the first words out of Jesus' mouth when he begins his ministry are what? Repent and believe in the gospel. Why? Because the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Because the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So Jesus is talking about the kingdom of heaven as something that's present, which means he's not talking about that place up there. He's not even talking about a place primarily. When Jesus says kingdom of heaven, he's talking about a person. He's actually referencing himself. When Jesus talks about the kingdom of heaven, he's not talking about a place. He's talking about a person. He's talking about a relationship. And he says, this is what I want you to know about a relationship with the divine. When I say kingdom of heaven, here's a story that describes what that relationship looks like. And what he's really getting at is this sort of kind of fundamental attitude that we know from the time that we're a little kid about fairness. Because that's how we approach things in life, and we know it. Even when we're 5 years old, we know it. We know it when it's not fair. And Jesus says, the kingdom of heaven looks a little bit different. Because when we talk about the kingdom of heaven, I hope that we're not talking about fairness. The truth is that if we believe that the kingdom of heaven is about justice, if we think the kingdom of heaven is about merit, well then guess what? Nobody's getting in. If the kingdom of heaven is really about justice and about merit, nobody's getting in. But you see, man, as mankind, we think about merit, we think about justice, but God, he thinks about mercy. He thinks about something very different. And thank God that he is God and we're not. That he thinks about mercy when he thinks about relationship. Because what does that say to us about the way that God acts in our lives? One of the things that it says that Jesus makes very clear about so-called justice in terms of the divine relationship is that Jesus wants it. No matter whether it's at daybreak or whether it's at the 11th hour, that what Jesus wants is for people to go to heaven. And so, should we be angry if someone else comes into a relationship with Jesus? I hope not. Because whether they come in at daybreak or whether they come into that relationship at the 11th hour, the will of God comes to fruition, which is the salvation of a human soul. And so that's something that we rejoice in. You know, I don't think it's any coincidence whatsoever that this is the parable we hear of all gospels in the Gospel of Matthew. Because who was Matthew before he was an apostle? He was the tax collector. He was no friend of Jesus. He was a so-called sinner, like all of us. Do you think Matthew would have been happy about this parable? I sure do. Because Matthew didn't go into the vineyard at daybreak. It was probably the 6th or the 9th or the 11th hour of Matthew's life. But don't you think Matthew was so grateful that you don't have to be in at daybreak in order to be in at the end of the day? I mean, think about this. I want you to bring to mind the person in your life that you love the absolute most. Okay, now I know we're all thinking about Jesus, of course. So besides Jesus, in your life, bring to mind, if you can, the one person that you love the very most in this life. And maybe you're thinking about a husband or a wife, either who's with you or maybe who has passed on. You might be thinking about a mother or a father, or a grandma or a grandpa. Maybe that person who you loved the most was an aunt or an uncle, or maybe it was a cousin, or maybe it was the neighborhood friend or the school friend that you've known since childhood. When Jesus talks about the kingdom of heaven, he speaks about a relationship. And we can think about those relationships which mean the most to us. And when we think about that person that we love the most, it's obvious. Is it an indifferent thing to have known that one we love or to have not known that one we love? Is it the same? It's not the same at all. It's completely different. It has made a big difference in our lives that we love this person, that we know this person. You know, and sometimes we know that person our whole lives, and sometimes we meet that person along the way in life. And if we meet that person, and we might say to ourselves, man, where have you been my whole life? Where were you when I was a child? Or maybe we meet that person along the way, and we say this comment to ourselves. We say, you know what? I feel like I've known you my whole life. Because relationships aren't about justice. They're not about us owing things to people. It's about a self-gift. And it's the very thing that Jesus offers. And so when people come into relationship with Jesus, whether they've known Jesus their whole life or whether they know Jesus at the 11th hour, the victory is still a victory. And we have to remember that. Thank God that the kingdom of heaven is not about justice. Because if it was a world of justice, we would all get what we deserve. We would all get what we merit. And it would be fair. But we live in a world of mercy, which means that we get what we don't deserve. And we get what we don't merit. Because guess what? Mercy is not fair.